Hey everyone, thanks for joining us for the Your Daily Prayer podcast. We hope these few moments of prayer and reflection are encouraging to you as you go about your day. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, just subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcast. To find more prayers, devotional content, and blog posts, we would love for you to join us at ibelieve.com.
A Prayer to Understand God's Plan for Your Suffering, written by Johnny Erickson Tata, read by Leah Martin. You intended to harm me, but God intended it all for good. He brought me to this position so I could save the lives of many people. Genesis 50:20. You may not be a quadriplegic like I am, but I bet you resonate with the word helpless. When suffering hits you or your family broadside, we can quickly ask, where is God? Why is he letting this happen? It's why I draw inspiration from the biblical story of Joseph. Although he was never paralyzed, several things happened to him that could be construed as accidents. He was tossed into a pit by his envious brothers and almost left to die, and eventually he was wrongly put in prison in a foreign land. Joseph could have become bitter, but many years later he told his brothers, "You intended to harm me, but God intended it all for good. He brought me to this position so I could save the lives of many people." Genesis 50:20. I like that word, intended. God is full of intention. He has a purpose, a target, a goal, and a plan. God was a giant step ahead of Joseph's brothers, aborting their evil intentions to suit his own purposes. Joseph's problems didn't catch God off guard. From the beginning, God planned for Joseph to experience those things. Why? Not only for his own growth in godly character, but for saving others' lives. Be comforted by this. God did not take his hands off the wheel of your life for a nanosecond. From start to finish, everything followed God's plan for you. This means your trials have much more meaning than you realize. Your problems have more purpose than you can imagine. Not because God merely uses bad things, but because God intends them so others might be introduced to Jesus through your example. What a high calling that is. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I'm so grateful you're involved in every step of my life. How comforting to know that in good times or bad, you remain in control and have a plan for me. I thank you that you're good no matter what happens and that I can rest in your presence. I'm thankful for the faithfulness of Joseph that no matter what happened, he turned to you and never doubted you. I pray to have that kind of faith and live a life of surrender to your will. In Jesus' name, amen.
Our world can feel chaotic and uncertain. but we don't have to live enslaved to fear. Christ has promised me and you his peace, and throughout Scripture has provided powerful tools and practical steps to help us experience greater freedom. I'm Jennifer Slattery, lead host of the Faith Over Fear podcast, inviting you to join me and my team as together we learn how to starve our fears and feed our faith. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com or wherever you access podcast content.